we're joined by one of the great junior upperclassmen leaders for this Clarksville girls team, Paige Campman. She's been keeping the bucket busy all year long. 26 points here tonight, Paige, and your game, you can knock it down from just about anywhere. What that's like for you, helping out your team the way you shoot?
We all have roles on this team, and it's very important to, like, fill them. So we just all know what we're doing, so, yeah.
There are 9 players on this roster, so everybody has to play with a lot of energy, have to be really conditioned. You have energy all night long, whether it's on defense or making plays on the offensive end. How you keep your motor going?
Yeah, just working really hard in practice. We do a lot of transition stuff, so that helps with the lungs a little bit. And I don't know, we just all put in the effort during practice and stuff.
You're a really good shooter, but you're also a really good facilitator. You find Hannah for great post-ups. You find your other teammates for open threes. What that's like for you, helping distribute the ball that way?
It feels great being able to pass to them and knowing that they can get a shot up and make points for themselves. And so we're just a really team players for this team, so it's great.
What it was like getting to open the postseason the way you did here tonight in front of a great Indians crowd and to send off your seniors in their final home game the right way.
Yeah, it feels great. Tonight was fun. Seniors' last day on this court. We have business to take care of from Tuesday. So,
your thoughts on that matchup, a third meeting with Dunkerton?
We're all excited. We're all ready. We're going to put in some work for these 3 days of practice and get after it.
Well, Paige, thanks for joining us post-game. Continue to have an excellent junior season. It's fun to watch you work out there, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Once again, a big thanks to Paige Campman of the Clarksville girls basketball team.